bruv. We going to Tesco, right?
I would have to say what kept me going is maybe how much my parents liked seeing my drawing, because I would like do drawings.
Aww.
And it was pretty good for my age, and my parents would be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, that's so good. And then I would be like, oh my gosh, I need to keep drawing. I would like to. I really want to do an animation story about my bees, my beehive, and how I got a beehive, because I'm a beekeeper.
All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, a podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And this week, I'm joined by someone who is very talented. I believe I've had, like, artists on before, maybe, I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever had anyone on who dedicates their entire content to art. Today, I'm joined with the amazing Wonder Nat.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing good! Nice to be on here.
We just had an amazing talk before this about the economic state of the world. So
it was very serious.
Very serious, very cutesy, mm-hmm. very demure. we have had a pretty good chat beforehand, and I'm glad we're doing the podcast today. Before we get into anything, though, I always like to give the introduction for you to let us know who you are. So I've done a little introduction there, but for the sake of everyone hearing it from you yourself, who are you, what do you do, and if you have a fun fact for us today.
Okay. Hey, I'm Wonder Nat, and I've been doing content creation for 4 years, and I mostly do stuff around drawing in different games like Roblox or Minecraft. Primarily Roblox, but I do like to do Minecraft too. And I guess a fun fact is whenever I started my channel, I originally didn't want to be like drawing in my videos. I never thought that I wanted to be like a gaming channel, but as it's morphed into like kind of gaming with drawing, I'm really happy at the place I'm at. And I never thought it would end up this way.
I have a fun fact as well, actually, about my
let's see
it. I mean, it's not really that fun, you know it. This podcast is meant to be recorded on Friday. you see why you know it. But I was unwell, so this podcast is actually being recorded on a Monday. Yesterday I recorded the podcast that comes out a week after this one, so I've actually recorded this podcast. Was meant to be recorded first, it's actually been recorded second. I'm feeling better, but I'm still feeling unwell, so it's like a weird, really weird process of time. But this podcast comes out Friday. Wonder Nat, I give myself a week and a half normally. Normally, I record on a Monday and it comes out the following Friday. All right, I have 4 days to get this done if I want it out on time. So
you can do it. You can do it. I believe in you.
Or I can delay it till Sunday. That also works. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I love that fun fact though. So how long have you been drawing for?
I don't know. Ever since I could pick up a pencil, I've just been drawing. So maybe like, I don't know. I would say so. I would say I was pretty good. Here, I can find an image real quick. I have it saved somewhere. Hold on.
Did you like draw on the walls and stuff or no?
No, I was organized. I was organized.
I wasn't an organized kid. I actually do have a genuine fun fact if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let me hear.
While you find your drawing. So when I was younger,
I found it.
Okay, never mind.
Let's
see the drawing first. I mean, I'm not going to show
see
it on the screen. Yeah, well, go on.
I think you'll appreciate it. Wait, you had to show it because it's a creeper.
That means I have to edit it up. Okay, if I remember, I will.
Look, just show it. Just flash it on screen for like a half second. Okay. Everybody has to go back in.
Oh, God. But then Spotify listeners, Spotify listeners, go to this point in the podcast. That's fire.
I made that when I was like...
I love the clarification. I don't know. I had to have been right. Like... Very grateful for that.
Been like 10 or something. I don't know.
That's sick.
Or 9. Yeah. Thank you. Now tell me your fun fact.
Oh, so when I was younger, we had this like rack around the fireplace. There's like this metal rack protecting the fireplace. And every single mm-hmm. day I'd go up to it and I'd shake it constantly. Right?
What?
To pull it off the wall.
Yeah.
One day, eventually, I pulled it enough and I yanked it off the wall. Never went near the fireplace again. I just didn't like it for some bizarre reason. So I yanked it off the wall. And not that I remember this. This is what I've been told by my parents. I yanked it off the wall. Never went near the fireplace. So it was there to protect the fireplace. But apparently, younger me just hated it so much. I pulled it off. Never went near the fireplace again.
So, dang! That's like, oh my gosh. The strength, though.
Well, I'm sure if you pull something like enough, like, constantly every single day when you're not meant to be doing it, you'll eventually get to a point where you just yank it off, right?
Oh my gosh. You got that young child grip strength.
Orbits.
Babies have like that unbreakable grip.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, like that.
They called me Orbits when I was younger.
Aww.
No one called me that. I was making a joke.
No, stop. I
actually, that brings me to my next point. Before we talk more about you, this isn't even about me either, but just more like a general WonderNet stuff. So something I learned before recording this podcast is that you know absolutely nothing outside of America.
Wait, that's not true! That is not true. Stop, don't roast me.
The only British thing you know is Brockfacts.
And Tesco! I like Tesco!
That's it, yeah. So what was it Tesco. About Tesco you said? I want the podcast to hear it.
Please. Oh my gosh! One day, I'm gonna go to Tesco. That's my dream.
I said I had something saved as well. Oh, sorry, go on.
Please. I made a drawing about it, but this is another drawing.
You made a drawing about wanting to go to Tesco.
Yeah, it's me dreaming about Tesco.
You know,
one day I'll go to Tesco.
Only because this is the art podcast, I'll add stuff on the screen for YouTube. Yes, I don't normally do it, but I kind of have to because you're the drawer, so I kind of need to show reference to drawings. What is it about Tesco that you just love so much?
It's got to be the British chavs. Oi, bruv, we going to Tesco, right?
Is that what I sound like?
But no, yes, no, that's what a British chav. No, you're not a chav. Don't worry.
But do I sound like that when I talk?
No, you don't. You I don't know. You're different than a chav, so don't worry.
Well, I'm half Irish, I'll be a chav so I might get away with it on that basis.
Yeah, you get a little break.
I said I had something saved for the podcast for you. If you ever do, no drawing. No, sadly, I can't.
Oh, no.
I mean, the best drawing you'll get from me is I drew this like a few like last year of three fellow content creators.
Oh my gosh!
Which I'm not showing on the screen because I probably shouldn't. But
it's beautiful. It looks like the Mona Lisa. That looks like also the Mona Lisa.
Thank you very. I appreciate it. Thank you. But what I was going to say is, if you ever do come to Britain, alongside going to Tesco's, I am a very, very big advocate for Greggs.
Greggs. What the heck is Greggs?
It's the staple of. If you ever want to, like, make friends with a British person, just say that you would absolutely love to visit Greggs and that they will just bow to your feet. Let me send you a picture. So Greggs is, how do I put this? Greggs is like the best thing to come out of Britain. It's a food store. Well, what? I say food
the
store.
The best thing?
It's more like pastries and stuff. They do like sausage rolls and chicken bakes and all that kind of stuff.
It's
a staple of like Britain, right? They did a recent collab, last year, with a company called Primark that sells like really cheap clothes and stuff, which is also a pretty big staple of Britain and Europe.
I like Primark. Oh. I'm actually wearing a Hello Kitty shirt from there right now.
So I bought all of this from Primark. It's now actually all no longer with me, but that is my love for Greggs in that picture right there.
Oh my, you even got the Greggs shoes. What?
I wear like the Greggs clogs. They did clogs and I wear them to walk my dog. Oh my. So comfortable. Greggs
this
is
goes,
not
this
a
goes
clothes
so hard.
Brand, by the way. I want to make that very clear.
this goes so hard.
So if you ever come to Britain or want to come to Britain or just want to please a British person, you have a very high success rate of them liking Greggs. And if they don't like Greggs, there's something wrong
They're
with
not
them.
British. Yeah.
That works as well. Yeah. Either one. Your one's a little less insulting.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you ever come, go to Tesco's, go to Greggs. And that's pretty much it. Well, that's been it for the Inside MC podcast. So, WonderNet, now to actually talk about you, sorry. I just thought that'd be really funny to bring up. First things first, where did the name WonderNet come from?
So, it all started on Instagram. I made an account in like 2011 or 2012. No, maybe, hold on, I can look really quick. Hold on, don't put in this awkward pause.
Well, should I not? Oh, I'm kind of tempted to now.
Oh, no, you can't. You can if you want. Okay, in 2015, I made my first Instagram art account, and I called it wonder.art. I don't know.
Wait, wonder.art, sorry, did you say?
Yeah, it was called wonder.art, and because wonder art was taken, so I put the dot.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure where that came from. I just made it up in my mind. But then whenever Fortnite was really popular, I needed a new username and I was like, oh, I can't put WonderArt. This is not drawing. And so then I was like, oh, I'll just put my name, Natalie. I wonder Nat. Oh, so yeah, it came from Fortnite.
So was, genuine question, was Natalie.art a consideration as well or no? Or like, was Wonder always going to be used?
You know, I never even thought about that. I'm not sure. I honestly wish I could peer back into like my 10-year-old brain and figure out what thinking, but I don't know. It's just what came up.
And it's stuck with you ever since.
Yeah, it has. I recently changed my name on Instagram to like Wonder Nat because I felt like people couldn't find it. And then somebody took the username wonder.art like so quickly. So now it's lost the time, but whatever.
Someone has the name. Wonder... Oh, sorry?
Yeah, somebody has the name wonder.art on Instagram. So if you see that name on there, they're an imposter.
Someone also has the name Insane Orbit. So if you see them, they're an imposter.
No! No! That's so messed up.
Oh, I've never really planned to make an Instagram account. I probably should to like claim names. That's why I made my Blue Sky account. But at the same time, like with Instagram, I'm just not really too fussed by it. It's just never really been in my like, I guess, ideas to post on it. I did actually used to own an Instagram account. I did one and I deactivated it. Like I deleted it completely because I just didn't like having an Instagram account for my content. So
yeah, no, I don't blame you.
It's good to have. Like it is really good to have. But at the same time, like I don't know, Instagram has never really been my thing.
Yeah, I grew up on like Instagram rather than Twitter. So I prefer having like an Instagram than a Twitter.
I mean, so did I. I grew up on Instagram as well, but I just
prefer. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh really? Well, yeah. I don't. Twitter scares me. Oh my gosh.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Big man Musk kind of ruined it a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then what about like drawing then? So I know you mentioned about how like you've been drawing ever since you was able to and like doing art ever since you was able to. But what exactly made you want to carry on pursuing it? Like was there a... I mean, it's completely fine if there isn't an answer for this, but was there anything you like loved about it or was what kept you going? Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. I would have to say what kept me going is maybe how much my parents liked seeing my drawing because I would like do drawings.
Aww.
And it was pretty good for my age and my parents would be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's so good. And then I would be like, oh my gosh, I need to keep drawing. And I was really into like animated cartoons and stuff. And I remember watching like animated shows and I would literally pause the screen and like try to draw what was on the screen because I liked how a character looked and I don't know. I think just animated shows and then my parents like praising my art made me keep drawing.
That's really sweet though, like to have that support to keep help you keep going, right?
Yeah. I'm really grateful for them.
Do they I mean, other than the fact that they've been in two of your videos, do they still like keep up with the art that you do?
Yes, they do. Every time I post a video, I'll like come downstairs, maybe the next day or that night, and they'll be watching it on like the family TV on YouTube.
That's gotta be an ego boost.
I feel a little shy about it, but I enjoy seeing them watch my videos.
My dad actually listened to had like a stint where he was listening to my podcast.
Oh,
but at the same time, I also understand why he doesn't listen to them because it's about Minecraft content creators, which isn't exactly his field, I must say.
Yeah.
But there's a few.
Yeah, well, maybe he likes drawing, right?
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
I'd
assume. But, I mean, it's also, he used to listen to it like on the way to and from work, and that's only if he's like working a decent bit away. Or like when he's driving, he just plays on the radio or whatever. But they're always
really
talking
nice
about
though.
Me to like... Do your parents talk to you, like talk about you to other people as well?
Yes, yeah. And my grandparents do too. And all my aunts and uncles. And I feel kind of embarrassed. Like I feel happy that they're saying that, but I also feel like shy at the same time. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to say.
See, my situation is so weird because like I feel like I'm a pretty good content creator, but at the same time I had this conversation with Akko one time on the podcast, and it was like we were talking, and this is very loosely word for word, and because I don't want to put any words in their mouth, so this is just from where I remember from that podcast, was we said something along the lines of like it's cool to talk about being a content creator until you're like a quote unquote established one to the point where you're actually doing it full-time. It feels so weird telling people about it because not a lot of people understand it. And my mum and dad like go and tell people like, oh, he owns a podcast. I'm just like, I absolutely love that they're so supportive, but at the same time, like, because it's not fully established, it's like, you know, how do I go, oh yeah, no, I do podcasts. I'm like, not really in like the way they probably think it, like the person hearing about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's like your hobby, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So but it's your thing.
They're also really supportive, which is great. It's just I feel weird talking about it when it's not like a full-time gig. Also, like without my name or anything about me being behind the podcast at the same time, it's also like, oh, they tell the wrong person.
Oh yeah, I feel the same way.
And, like not like tell the wrong person in a sense of like someone to be malicious, just someone who writes it without realizing, and then someone else finds out who I am or whatever, and it just,
yeah, no, I understand.
But it's also nice to have the support, because it is really good to have. What are, like, when did you, this is going to be a bit of a weird question. Again, you're talking to someone who doesn't really know too much about art or drawing, so I'm kind of
I'm down for whatever. No, you're doing great.
Thank you. What, at what point, if you're at that point, did you get to where you were satisfied with your art? Like, I'm not saying that you haven't always been satisfied, but I'm just going to take it, I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that there was a point where you turn around and went, okay, yes, this is my style, this is what I want to do, I'm happy to, like, I've made good progress, basically. Was there a point when you got
I would honestly, for sure, I would say probably about 2 years ago, in like 2022, around the time when my channel started getting a lot of, like, a lot more views than it had been, I think I kind of found my style. I would say it's still evolving, in the sense that, like, I still want to improve, like, aspects of my arts, like, my, definitely my anatomy and posing and lighting and colors, but just to the way where I felt like I could just sketch out a little doodle and be happy with that and be like, wow, this looks kind of, how do I, what's a good word for this? Like,
cool.
the feel of the pen when you're drawing with it, it just feels like fluid and easy. Probably for the last 2 years, let's say I've kind of found my style.
Yeah, you're kind of like, I mean, it's kind of the same with the podcast, like, it's how I'm going to be able to relate here, because obviously I don't draw, but
yeah,
my way of, like, relating would be to say, like, with the podcast, I finally got my momentum, like, I got my, okay, this is what I do, this is when I record, this is what happens, this is how I
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
this is the style of podcast recordings I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, I feel the same way about drawing.
What is the another, I see, I'm asking, like, so many interesting questions here, I feel like. I'm not sure if how well you're going to be able to answer all of these, but I'm gonna ask them anyways. What is the reason behind your style? Like, is there a reason?
Ooh, honestly, I love drawing, like, just cute, chubby looking things. I don't know, things that look like punchable, you know, like a stuffed animal, you could just like squeeze it and like punch it, but like not punching in a mean way, but like squishy. I like drawing things that look squishy,
things that you could just like pick up and lob against the wall.
Yes, like my profile picture, doesn't that look like punchable, you know?
Well, no, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say it does. You can, because your profile picture, but I'm personally gonna say it does.
Squishy. Here, wait, look, I got another picture for you. It says, would you drop kick her for $1 million?
Yeah, it's only just so adorable that you're gonna beat her up.
Yeah, I mean, not in like a mean way, but you know, whenever you have like a stuffed animal, you just want to punch it.
Yeah, when like, you love it so much, or it's so cute that you just don't know what to do with yourself, so your brain just instantly goes to violence.
yeah, like that. I just love drawing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense. I'm not a violent person.
But like, the thing is, the joke, or like what we're saying here, you kind of have to get it to get it. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever been in a situation where you've seen something, you're just like, pick it up and lob it. Yeah. Like, that feeling. Now, like, you have to know it to know it, kind of thing.
Yes.
That's so sweet, though. Was there like any inspiration behind it? Or did you kind of just figure it out yourself? Like, was there a process to get there? Or like a little change in your brain that inspired it? Or was it all you?
Honestly, I think it's just an evolution over time. I love, there's like these little cat, here, hold on, let me just show you a picture. Do you know Pom Pom Purin from like Hello Kitty?
I think I'd know it if I saw it. I wouldn't know it by name.
I love Pom Pom Purin, and the way he looks instantly, just so, I don't know, squishy, the name, but I know them. I love art like that, so I've always loved looking at stuff like that. That's probably where it came from. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll
share with you another.
Oh yeah, go on.
Oh
no, no, go.
Here, I'll share with you another GIF really quick. I really like this one.
So tiny. Oh, it's not even an emoji. It's just like straight up a GIF.
It's so cute.
I'm actually in your Discord, Wonder Nights Galaxy.
Oh yeah, there's also an emoji for that.
Yeah, so I actually have your. What one do I like here? That one's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I didn't make that one.
I'm not adding these.
Oh, it's We're looking at pictures of the Mona Lisa right now.
Exactly. Something better than the Mona Lisa, actually.
But. Yeah. This is off topic, but I thought about renaming my Discord. Like, I have bees, so I want to name it, like, WonderNet's Beehive. But then, I don't know if, you know how people have, like, or talk like, oh, you have a hive mindset. I don't want it to sound like that. Like,
I doubt it, because, like, so my Discord used to be called, like, before I deleted it, was called Orbit Space Station.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
WonderNet's, you could call it, like, you know, like, WonderNet's honeycomb.
Oh, wait, that's a good, hold on, I gotta write that down.
I'm trying to think of other ones. And that way then when people go, oh, what's the inspiration behind the names, you can be like, I'm the queen bee and you will work for me.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good. Well, okay, it's a good concept, but I gotta implement this so it doesn't sound like it's just a hive mind.
No, I think like WonderNet's beehive is fine. Or like,
yeah, I gotta workshop
like,
it.
What's the name of like, oh, I know, aren't they bad? No, I'm trying to think. The beekeeper, what is the name of the things that they have?
The smoker?
Is it a smoker?
The thing that puffs smoke?
No, like the thing that they store the bees in when they're looking after them.
Oh, just a beehive.
Oh, is that okay? I was gonna say, like, if that has a cool name, you could call it that. Honey processing. Yeah, just a beehive. Blow beekeeping, honey. No, caddy, no.
No, it's just a beehive.
A part of a garage, a large closet, or a shed will do. There you go.
That brood, might work.
Honey suppers.
Oh, a brood box.
Oh yeah, deep boxes are typically called brood boxes, and medium boxes are called honey suppers or honey soupers.
But nobody will know what that is. People will be like, "What the heck is this? I'm not."
And then that's when you go, "I'm the beekeeper, and I look after all of you."
Okay, that is pretty funny.
See, that's what, that one's sweet.
Yeah, you know what? All right, let me write that down. I gotta workshop these.
What I was gonna say was, oh my god, I've lost my question again. I had it and then we went off topic.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, that's it. Okay.
Focus.
What are some of your like favorite moments throughout your like drawing and art career? Like, either it can be like a favorite video, it can be a favorite piece of art that you've done. Something just like,
ooh.
Like, I have like my favorite moments in Inside MC. So, like, what are your favorite moments during WonderNet?
Ooh, okay. Probably my first favorite moment, not my top favorite moment, but just one of the first favorite things that ever happened is my Among Us animation that I made 4 years ago that like set my channel. Like, it started my channel, basically. It got 1.8 million views, and it was an Among Us animation. And that's probably one of my favorite parts, because I remember watching, like, the analytics on that go up and just refreshing the page. And I was, like, freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
When you have a pet in Among Us.
Yeah, yes! When you have a pet in Among Us. And people in the comments were like, this made me cry. This is so sad.
I feel like I've definitely seen this animation before. Like, I must have seen this animation. Because, like, I went through a phase of listening to those, like, Among Us, like, cool raps and stuff like that. Yes, I was a very sad kid during lockdown.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, I'm rewatching it. That's so... Oh, the little blonde on his feet. Oh, no.
I know. So sad.
Oh, no. Is there any recent comments? 2 days ago. I am crying. That was so sad if I were the person.
People still watch this.
3 days ago. I'm crying. That was so sad if I were the person. 2 months ago, I had an addiction to drawing Among Us people a while ago for a bit. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
5 months ago, I thought the pet would press the button. That's so true. Oh, no. That's so You should remake it,
but
make it more gory.
Among Us is not relevant anymore. I can't do it.
No, I'm not. Actually, I was gonna say something, but no, we're not doing that. I'm gonna say it because it's so cringy.
Okay,
I'm gonna mute it because it's so cringy.
Okay.
I was gonna say you should do.
No. No.
See, I'm muting it because it's just so cringy.
Oh my god.
See, do you regret asking me now?
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
But I had to know.
True. But I did warn you, so you can't have a go at me.
You did.
Oh,
but besides that, I would say one of my favorite videos is probably Roblox's Got Talent. It's almost 20 minutes. It took me so long to make, but I love how it came out.
How did that, was that similar really to like the normal ones? Because I've watched a few of your videos, but I didn't watch that one.
I think what I like so much about it is I got three of my friends and we were just judging people's talents. And what I did in editing is I did like so many drawings for all of my friends in there, and I just love including all like the little drawing their emotions basically and showing that. That's what I like so much about it.
What is the deal with the Roblox content? Because you're not just an art channel, you do amazing drawings, but you've done a really, really good job, which is quite impressive actually, of implementing it into games. We mentioned Roblox and Minecraft, but it's mainly Roblox. I'm gonna ask about that.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind that? Or at least like that idea
just
for your
picking
channel?
Picking Roblox?
Well, I just more mean the idea of implementing drawings into games.
Honestly, crazy. I think, let's see, the first video I actually did like that was focused around drawing was Pixel Painters in Minecraft. Have you played that before on Hypixel?
Yeah, I played like once or twice, but it's
I love that game.
I love it when someone draws something completely unrelated and wins. Oh.
Oh my, yeah, it's okay. I really like that game, and I'm trying to, I think looking back at my channel, it was the Pixel Painters, and then for a little bit, I did a lot of Among Us videos, and then after my animation got popular, I think I did a little bit of like more Among Us, and then I had seen a trend video on TikTok that was like, oh, drawing this person's avatar in this game. I was like, oh, I could do that in Roblox. And I started TikTok where I would just draw people's avatars. I'd be like, oh, drawing random person's avatar part one. And it actually got like really popular. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. So then I made like an actual YouTube video on it. And then that's what kind of started it all. And I just kept with that.
Did you ever do like TikToks, or like, did you do TikTok full send ever?
Not necessarily. I had taken a little break from my channel in, I think like 3 years ago, or almost 4 years, no, 3 years ago, and I started posting on TikTok because my YouTube wasn't doing good, and I was feeling kind of motivated, so I was like, okay, I'll just draw on TikTok. And at one point, my TikTok had more followers than my YouTube. I think I have like 50,000 on TikTok or something.
Jeez, okay.
I can't remember. Yeah, and then once I posted the video of me drawing on YouTube, it got really popular. So then I switched back over to YouTube, and I didn't really do TikTok anymore.
What about YouTube Shorts? Did you ever do YouTube Shorts? You've done a few, but you've only done 5, and they did pretty well. Oh my god.
Yeah. Three of those were from TikTok that got really popular on TikTok. I was like, okay, I'll just post them on here.
I can't believe they blew up your pancake with their mind.
Okay, I really like that one. That
was
actually
funny. So funny. I love these kind of styles where they're like not... This is a compliment, so in case it sounds rude, it's not mean to. I never know how to compliment art without it sounding rude, but we'll see. I like the ones where there's not much like motion, but there's little movement. It's not like constant. Yeah. It's like actual like moving drawings as opposed to like moving animation.
No, yeah, no, I understand what you mean. Yeah, it's like very simplified.
Exactly. Like it feels like instead of it being animated, it feels like that you've just drawn two different things and it's just a quick transition. It looks like it's moving, but it's not moving, but it is moving. That kind of style.
Yeah, like kind of like a PNG tuber, like that kind of feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
More like in depth those. Because it's like actual full on like drawings and animation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Thank you.
You did a story time video a little while back about working at Subway, right? If I got the
yes, that properly. I love that video.
If I'm fine to talk about other content creators, it reminds me of another content creator who I used to absolutely love watching. I don't really keep up with them.
May or
much,
may not have worked at Subway also,
and who also made a similar animation.
Yes.
Was it just coincidence? Was there inspiration from them doing it first?
I mean for the
reason to do the actual like video concept. There you go.
I would say at least half of it, yes, but another part of me, I always wanted to like tell about my experience working at Subway because I really did work at Subway. It was
it's a real story time. I'm just more curious not even just Subway itself. I just more mean the concept of everything, of the video.
Yeah, like
an
animation story.
Yeah, there we go.
I've always been big fans of like Jaden Animations and The Odd Ones Out, so I wanted to do something similar to that and just give it a shot, because actually before I ever started my YouTube, I always wanted to be like an animator and do like animation stories, but I didn't have the patience for it to like sit down and draw it up. But I think if I had actually sat down and tried it, I probably would have became like an animation channel, but that was a while ago whenever I was like, oh, I do animation.
Do you plan to do more like it?
I would like to. I really want to do an animation story about my bees, my beehive, and how I got a beehive. Because I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, wait, you do that now?
Yeah. Like, I actually have a hive of bees.
That would understand the whole bee thing a little bit. That would make it make a little bit more sense now. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm an actual beekeeper.
I mean, yeah, do an animation about that then. That'd be so cool. And then also...
I know, right?
That way then, if anyone questions the name of the Discord, you literally just link them to the video. Like, here, this is...
Exactly! I would love to do a video on that, but...
My mum loves bees. I just gotta set it up.
Oh, really? Do you have a beehive?
No, it's just the most easiest birthday gift or Christmas gift is just get anything bee related.
Oh, like that's so cool.
I went to Insomnia earlier this year and I found like a booth and they were sending us these like little custom made like bee, like yarn made thingies. Whatever the word is. It's just, I know the word, it's just going on me now. But like I got her one of those and they're like so tiny, but they're so cool. And then like bee plushies, t-shirts, jumpers, anything.
Like they're crocheted.
Crocheted, that's the word. I don't know why. When I'm recording a podcast, I always forget words and it always makes me look bad, but I actually do know the words. Like crocheted and stuff. And yeah, she just loves bees and everything about them.
I can show you a picture of my bees.
Yes, please. I'll show her as well.
Yes, here you go. You can actually see the queen bee in this picture.
Hold on, let me see. I'm not showing this on the podcast. I really can't. I'm not doing it. Is a queen bee in like the middle left?
Yes, if you look towards
like the orange one that like looks like it's like an armadillo.
Yeah, the fat one.
Armadillo bee. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, see how I spotted that instantly. See, I know my bees.
You do. You're good at it.
That's so cool, though. Oh my god. Has it ever stung you?
No, it hasn't.
No, but I like any of them.
No, I haven't gotten stung yet. Every beekeeper I tell, like, oh, I haven't gotten stung yet. They're like, oh, you will. Oh,
touch wood, please. I don't want this podcast to come out and you comment on it. Oh, yeah, I got stung yesterday.
No. Well, I won't get stung for the rest of this year because I'm not checking my bees till winter's over. So I'm okay for now.
Oh, so just like leave them on their own then? Just chill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I checked them last like a couple weeks ago and they all looked good. I put in sugar fondant in case they like run out of honey to eat throughout the winter, but they should be fine. Oh. So I guess we'll see if they survive.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to have a beehive because just off where I live and stuff like that, it's just not very convenient.
Yeah,
I reckon if she could, she would though. So.
Yeah, it's really not that hard.
Oh, so cute. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, if you actually did a story, see, as soon as you explained it to me, I understood like the whole reason and everything so much better. I just thought you liked bees. I didn't realize you had a full-on army.
I this is my army. My 50,000 children. Do my bidding.
Buzz army.
Oh. Yeah, edit my videos for me.
Dude, they actually do some mm-hmm. drawings as well.
They do. They're pretty talented.
What are some of your this podcast is kind of all over the place, but that's why we have timestamps, because I'm just kind of asking anything. Normally I have stuff wrote down, but I thought for this podcast I just wanted to try like not having it wrote down, and I'm kind of enjoying it actually. Kind of just going with the flow.
Yeah.
I do it sometimes on the podcast, sometimes they're free flow, sometimes they're like wrote down like topics. What exactly got you into making content creation in the first place? Because it was like your oldest video is from 4 years ago. Wondering at your first channel, or do you have on unlisted videos?
Yes, actually, I do have unlisted videos. The only unlisted videos though came like a few months before my public video. It was just me drawing people, like making a drawing on paper and like making drawing keychains for my friends. It was just that kind of thing. I think I did like 3 videos of that, but I was like, oh, I don't want to do a drawing channel. I'll just do gaming now, because I really wanted to edit a video of my friends and I just playing games. But slowly it morphed into drawing, which I'm happy it did. I'm happy it didn't just stay at gaming.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
I joined YouTube the 24th of January, 2016.
Oh.
Okay. My oldest video is on the 28th of June, 2019. You joined YouTube on the 6th of April, 2014.
Yeah. First ever YouTube channel.
And your oldest video is from the 16th of March, 2020. So we're actually like, us starting our YouTube channels plus uploading was, oh my god, I just clicked on your first video and you're playing Siege. Oh my god, I didn't realize you played Siege.
I did play Rainbow Six Siege.
I love Siege. Oh my god.
I was pretty good, but it made me really mad. It's like the only game I would actually rage quit.
You know that's why Insane Orbits is a thing.
Really?
I used to own a Rainbow Six Siege clan on Xbox One.
Was it called Orbits?
It was called Insane.
That's why
Insane Orbits came to be. And then I just stuck with it when I made content. I wish I could be Orbits instead, but it works out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
What are some of your favorite games that you've played over time then?
Okay, definitely.
Away from drawing, just games.
Definitely Tamagotchi Life. You know what that is?
Of course I do. We're the same age.
Oh my gosh! I love Tamagotchi Life. I love Miitopia. Breath of the Wild, really good. Red Dead Redemption 2, one of my favorite games. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And...
do you like card games? I was gonna say you should try TCG Card Shop Simulator.
I'm not so much of a card
Okay, better suggestion then.
Gamer.
Do you like story games?
I really like Persona. Is that a story game?
I mean, more so like decision making, like in the moment option or option games.
I think so. I don't play that many, but I do like them.
Because I was going to say there's two game suggestions if you ever decide to get around to it that I have. One is The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Love The Walking Dead. Oh my God.
Oh, isn't that game like the illusion of choice though?
Somewhat, I guess. Things are affected. Actually, I've never heard anyone say it like that before. How I always word it is like, no matter what you choose, an outcome will always happen. It's like similar to the outcome.
Yeah, like Minecraft story mode. I do like Minecraft story mode.
I'm so sad. I never got to play Minecraft story mode.
No!
But I found people selling like the Xbox One game on eBay. I'm thinking of buying it just to play like what's it called? Just to play on
they have it on Netflix.
Time. Yeah, I saw that.
It's literally the game.
Like, is it the full game though, all seasons?
I think it's just the first season.
Yeah, see, I want to play all of them. That's the issue.
They
discontinued it. I want to stream it, but I won't be able to stream it because I know my Xbox One connected. The other game though that I had as a suggestion for you was gone. Oh no, what's it called? It's a really cool game. Row 96 is decent, but it's not the one I'm thinking of. Where is the game that I'm thinking of? Why can't I'm literally looking through my Steam as Dusk Falls. It's so good. And it's not the illusion of choice either. So once you've done your game, you can look at the story tree and see what outcomes happened and what possible outcomes could have happened.
Hey, do you like Detroit Become Human? I really like that game.
I really want to play it. I haven't played it.
Oh, it's so good.
I made the mistake of playing the Walking Dead game when I was younger, so before I was streaming. And it annoys me because I absolutely loved the game, but I can't replay it because I know my brain has always just remembered the outcomes. So I'm waiting until I'm invested in streaming again in a decent way where I can play Detroit Become Human and have a bunch
you
of
people have
watch to.
It's so good. It's so. It's really good.
So
I think you'll like it.
Games are so fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about Roblox? Like, has you so hooked though? Is it because of the art aspect, or what do you like so much about it?
I think most of Roblox is like user made games, and there's so many different games on Roblox, like drawing games, horror games, adventure games, role play games, driving simulator games. I mean, have you ever heard of Bloxburg?
I don't really keep up with Roblox too much, but maybe.
Oh, that's okay. It's kind of like The Sims building houses, but in Roblox. I was really hooked on that game for a while. Really like building houses.
What happened?
When I was younger. I just stopped playing it. I still go on it on the occasion, but... let me see. Lately, I've been playing Doors. You probably heard of Doors.
I know what Doors are, of course.
Yeah, I love Doors. I think it's just the diversity of all the games on Roblox, which keeps me coming back.
Yeah, and you can draw on the majority of them.
Yeah, which is super fun.
What are some of your favorite videos over time, then?
Say again?
What are some of your favorite videos that you've made?
Like on YouTube?
I mean, yeah, sorry. Yes, YouTube. Sorry, my brain took a moment.
No, you're fine. Okay, definitely the Roblox Has Got Talent video. And I also really like the videos that I've made with my parents, teaching my dad to draw and teaching my mom to draw. Those three are probably one of my favorites.
They're pretty good concepts. How come you decided to do those, the teaching your parents to draw?
I think a year ago, I did a video on teaching my friends how to draw Roblox avatars. I did like a competition between them. I was like, oh, this would be funny if I did it with my dad instead. My dad kept like jokingly saying to me like, oh, you gotta put me on your channel, you'll get a million views.
That's
I was like, okay.
He
says the same thing.
Yeah, but he's not coming on my bloody channel.
Oh no, what, give him a chance.
Nope.
He's got so much to say. What?
No,
maybe one day.
And then I mean, the dad one has done pretty well. It's nearly up to a million views.
My dad will tell my mom, he's like, oh, look at my views, look at your views.
I mean, he has also 2 months over her, so
that That is true. That is true. No, he likes flexing on my mom, though.
Honestly.
Oh, what did you say?
I was like, the ego is not fully working yet.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to my mom, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to talk about art-related? Or I have one more thing, but it's away from art. Well, kind of away from art. Oh, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before I moved into that?
I don't think so.
We've done a good job is what you're saying.
Yes, I love drawing. I love drawing squishy things. That's probably like you take one thing out of it.
So you love drawing squishy things.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this year, you played in MCC Rising 3.
I did. That was really cool.
Honestly, we won't be talking about it too much because it's not really fully your content and you're not really a Minecraft content creator, but I still want to hear about it anyways. You signed up with the Purple Painters. By the way, I don't mean we're not talking about it too much. I mean, like, as in, I'm not going to just ask you nothing. I mean, just, you get the idea. We have more to talk about.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Starting with the Purple Painters, how did your, I mean, we've already recorded this video, funny enough, on the Ultimate MCC Rising 3 interview. So go check that out if you haven't already. Promoted on the Block Facts podcast, promoting it here. Woo! How did your team come to be for that? The Purple Painters? Because you all draw, right?
Yeah, we do. I originally know Lid Ray. I've been mutuals with her since, since I used to draw on Instagram. I don't even know how we became mutuals. We just have been mutuals. So we've known of each other for a while. And I think a couple years ago, we started like playing Roblox a little bit. She made a video of me and her playing Roblox on her channel a little bit ago. And through Lid Ray, I also met Rose and Pear. And I've known them for a couple years, actually. So that's how we all knew each other.
And then you decided to sign up to MCC Rising 3. How comes?
No, Lid and Rose really wanted to do an application. And they were like, who should we ask? And they're like, oh, let's ask Nat. And then I was recruited. And then we got Pear also. Then Pear was recruited. But I actually didn't even know about like MCC Rising because I watched MCC back in like 2020. And I hadn't really watched it since. Because I would only watch Technoblade when he played it.
Yeah.
And so they were telling me about Rising. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, let's do it. So I was excited to sign up.
Your application was very cool as well, very fun, very silly.
Yeah, it was basically all Rose's idea. Rose did a really good job of editing it. So I'm very thankful to Rose. Rose was like, I got it, guys.
And then you got in and you won it. Oh my god, you won MCC Rising.
No, we won! Oh, it's so crazy. Yeah, I got my coin right here. It's like a foot long. It's crazy.
Oh my god, you should make a story about it.
For sure. It's a really heavy project, so it might be, you know, a couple years.
I have a funny little gif actually that you could maybe draw. You picking up the MCC Rising 3 coin over your head and then it dropping on your head like a boink. So like you being all happy and proud to show it off, like, so you lift it above your head and then it drops and then like crushes you.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Not like crush, but like, you know how like you're a
squishy character. No, I know what you mean.
Character. You can do it like that.
Squishy.
Yeah, there you go. See? So it can be like a squishy swash.
Okay, that would actually be pretty funny.
It's even funnier because you didn't actually win. Like, you came ninth as a team. Very heartbreaking. Yeah. But you didn't come last.
We didn't come last.
You cooked.
I think for Roblox YouTuber, I did pretty good.
You did pretty decent.
I know. I loved playing on there, though. It was really fun.
It looks really fun. And it was really fun talking to your team as well. We said it before the podcast. I don't have to be quiet. Woohoo.
Yay! You can finally yell.
I had to be so quiet during those recordings because they're like, what, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.? Oh my god.
Oh no.
And I'd work their same days as well.
Oh no! Bro, you're on the grind.
It was worth it. You guys are really cool, so I really appreciated it.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, it was really cool being interviewed too.
With that then, before we do the outro, we have some Twitter questions. Woo! Ooh. So, let me see actually once. Mate, am I tripping? Did you?
What?
Mate, I'm checking something. One second. You did. Okay, why is that not showing up? Okay, you quote retweet tweet. But there's, yeah. There's a question under it from Mala.
I think there was like one.
Tixola. Where do I watch?
right here.
There we go. And that's our only Twitter question, sadly. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I have some apparently, but no. Okay, I'll ask you a Twitter question.
Thank you. I don't use Twitter that much. So
why do you have a mask on the side of your head? Oh.
Because my Roblox avatar, when I made my Roblox avatar like 2 years ago, couldn't find any good faces They all look dumb. So I was like, okay, I'll just cover it with a mask. It's not Dream. It's not in relation to Dream. It's not.
You're saying that's not what the mask is.
That is what, you know what? That's what the mask is. That's what the...
Lovely singing.
Yeah, yeah. Just cut that out. Thank you.
You actually want me to?
No, you don't have to.
I mean, that was my old persona. Say old, it's still my persona. But someone drew me as an actual full-on planet. I say someone, I actually want to give them credit because I don't want to just say someone. Let me get their exact name. Sorry, not to promote them on your podcast, but they're also like, I was also very appreciative of it. It was from... Oh. I actually have
it's a nice picture.
Tangerine. Random Tangerine drew me as a planet. And it's actually their pinned tweet. Oh my god, why? Oh, that's cool. No clue. It's not even their most liked tweet. Like, their most liked tweets, like, have way more when they draw other people, but they have me pinned for some bizarre reason. Oh, that's sick. Fair enough.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's about it, sadly, for the first podcast. Have I done a good job of covering everything from your life story?
I think so. Yeah, pretty much covers it.
With that being said, then, before I do the outro here, I always like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself. Where can people find you?
On YouTube at WonderNat, WONDERNAT. Sometimes when I tell people, I'm like, oh, my channel's WonderNat. Mostly the old people will be like, what? WonderNet? What? Oh my goodness. And then also on Instagram, WonderNat with two A's. Twitter, WonderNatNat. I think that's it. I also have TikTok, but don't follow me there. I don't use it anymore.
And I mean, I'm not sure if you promoted this. Sorry, my head fuzzy. The WonderNat.store.
I do have a store. Yes.
Oh, so you didn't promote
WonderNat.store. I know. I did it. I did it.
There we go. See, yes. Go buy WonderNat.store.
You can buy stickers,
holographic sweatshirts. The jumper looks so comfy. Yes. Oh my god.
It's really nice. I wish it would get colder so I could wear it, but it's almost cold, so then I can.
I'm a big fan of the limited WonderNat 500k t-shirt, which is actually sold out. So you can't buy it.
Yes, I ran it for 1 month.
Then we won for free, question mark?
No. Ooh. More. Whoa.
It's actually pretty sick. I'm assuming that. I want to check. Hold up. How much is shipping costs to the EU?
Shipping costs for everybody is like $5 or $10. I think it depends which item you get.
I'm checking now.
Oh,
we're going to pretend to buy something. I might buy it in the future. If I haven't got... No, then I'm not... Sorry, not like a rude pretend to buy. No, like I will...
No, you've... Only if you want to. Don't buy it if you don't want it.
I'm just more like checking to see how much, like...
Yeah.
Only
buy it if you like it.
This is the part where I dox myself, Jujus.
No!
Can you tell me shipping costs, question mark? Oh my god, I have to give the site everything.
I could probably look.
No, I got this. It's just taking me a second. It's fine, it won't buy. It is £5.98 shipping costs. That's so cheap. Buy your WonderNat.jumper today. Head to WonderNat.store and buy the amazing WonderNat pineapple in brodied, I can spell, sweatshirt. I can speak, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes,
In both colors. Buy both colors.
Only if you like it, though. If
you don't like it, just buy it.
You have to buy it anyways.
Yeah, just buy it anyways. Who cares? You have limited edition WonderNat merch. If it stops, it stops. Do it now while you're here. Literally, this outro hasn't ended yet because you haven't bought it. Finish off that sale, please, before I do the outro. Go on.
Thank you. Yeah, just click that button right there.
Put in your address. Don't tell us what your address is, though, please, okay? No address leaking. Oh, thank you very much. Now your bank details, yep. There we go. And then now just press purchase. Perfect. All right, well, with that being said, thank you, WonderNat, for coming on. I appreciate it. You've been an amazing guest, and I can't wait for this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
No worries. Well, with that being said, this has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening. Don't eat too much bread. Pieces. Oh, and stay safe. I should say that as well. I forgot to say that. Stay safe. Yeah, outro ruined. Bye.